Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dr. Sharif Taba, known as Dr. Reef, doctor of physical therapy, surge strength and conditioning specialist. He works out Alvin Kamara during the offseason along with Quan Alexander. Dr. Reef, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So you got to explain all these wild balancing acts that Alvin Kamara does, standing on a medicine ball, catching some contraption. I don't know what the actual name of the device is, but where did that start? How did that come up with?
For Alvin, it's something we're always working on, just improving dynamic stability, balance, core strength, and overall body awareness and like proprioceptive awareness. So especially as a running back, being able to maintain your center of mass, bounce off of would-be tacklers and things like that, and be able to maintain your feet and your ground is extremely important. So it's something that we obviously put a lot of emphasis on during the offseason.
Now, Dr. Sharif, when you talk about balance and all that, from a different perspective, when you talk about from the defensive side of the ball, Quan Alexander, because when the Saints were truly rolling, when you had DeMario Davis and Quan Alexander, I think that was significant when you consider running sideline to sideline and, what occurred in Tampa Bay with Levante David and Christian, who's the LSU guy?
Devin White.
With Devin White. That's what I think NFL teams are trying to mirror. So with that being the case, where is Quan Alexander at? Because I look at, can the Saints bring him back from maybe a potential rehab dealing with a significant injury? When you're dealing with Achilles tear, can we bring him back and maybe influence at a high level with DeMario Davis?
Yeah, absolutely. This is just like any rehab. It comes with its challenges and things like that. But, Achilles is a big one. But Quan's doing absolutely amazing. He might be honestly one of the fastest progressing Achilles I've ever worked with. He looks phenomenal. And just from week in and week out, he comes with like a extremely aggressive can-do attitude. Just whatever it takes, he's on to the next one. What's next? So we'll put in a good, 2-3 hours a day of work. And it's really paying off. And we're seeing it in his improved ability to tolerate all types of exercise progressions and even getting back onto the field a little bit as of about a week or so, 2 weeks ago now. So he's doing great. And, he's always been a mobile guy, and I've no doubt that we'll get him back to being one of those sideline mobile kind of linebackers and getting him back to be not only what he was, but hopefully even better. Sometimes these type of rehabs put guys in situations where they have to work on all the little details in a way that they probably never really did before, if they're just focused on getting a little bit stronger, a little bit bigger, whatever it might be, a little bit faster, but not necessarily working on those fine little exercises, those little muscles, those little mobility routines and, things like that, overly assessing every type of movement as we're getting back into running, jumping, cutting, all those things. So now we actually improve mechanics potentially from where they were originally. So I'm hoping to see him not only back to where he was, but hopefully even better.
Now, Dr. Sharif, when you talk about Quan Alexander, because Saints fans are intrigued with this, and, individual perspective, do you think he could be able to contribute for the 2021 season, no matter what team it might be? Where do you think he's at come, September, October, November, to be able to contribute and be one of those linebackers in the NFL, what it takes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, it's always hard to speak on, you know, progressions and prognoses farther out in these kinds of complicated rehabs. I mean, it is a long process to really come back from an Achilles to 110%, especially as a very high-level professional athlete like Quan. However, I mean, like I said, the progress he's making is incredible. He's ahead of the markers in a lot of things, and we, you know, knock on wood, no setbacks. Everything's been amazing, just kind of plodding forward. So if we just keep this pace up, I think absolutely you're going to see him not only back in the NFL, but making a big stance and a big impact really, 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 really soon.
Dr. Reef, how much is customization a part of your rehab or just your physical therapy and routines, off-season workouts for guys underneath you?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of customization that's extremely important. You know, some of the general concepts might remain the same, focusing on, you know, multi-planar strengthening and, you know, dynamic stability, balance, core, all these things, mixing in hand-eye coordination, reactive drills, cognitive elements and aspects that can apply for any position. But it might change between a cognitive drill for Alvin versus for Quan, for example. And then within that is also, it's important to say, I mean, we have, you know, three or four post-op Achilles in the NFL right now. And everyone, and some of them are very close in their timeline, but they're on different, you know, progressions just based on what their body's telling you they're ready to do. You know, Quan is accelerating extremely fast. So he's able to progress a bit faster maybe than some others might be. So you got to be able to customize based on what, obviously within the confines of the rehab protocol and of the progressions necessary for that particular injury, but also what's the body telling us? What is the athlete telling us? You know, how well is he handling these progressions and are the mechanics there? Is there any complaints of pain? Is the functional output good? And, you know, how does he respond afterwards? Is there soreness? Is that the other? So every day we're just moving in a forward positive direction with Quan, and I'm excited to keep seeing where this can go.
Now, you know, Dr. Sharif, when you think about, because it's always catches the attention of the Houdat Nation, with Alvin Kamara and the balance and all the different drills that you're doing with him, what is your association with him and how did that come about? Because to me, he's been unbelievable at the NFL level, and it seems like he wants to take it to that next level, so to speak.
No, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, Alvin and I have been working together since, I guess, prior to his draft prep, sort of during his draft prep. So 2017, I think it was. So we're going on year, I think, five now. We've been, you know, we started at a basic level. You know, all of our guys, we begin with like a total body assessment. We look for any types of imbalances, left versus right, any injury history. And we try to say, okay, let's attack this body based on getting it back to what we would call like an optimal homeostasis, a nice even keel. There's no potential impairments, potential compensations happening. And then from there, starting to just improve function and really breaking it down to, okay, what is it that, you know, I see that you need to work on or you feel that you need to work on? You know, for example, one year with Alvin, you know, he came to me and said, hey, you know, I'm breaking out a lot of these runs, but I don't really feel like I can keep my knees up when I really break out, and I'm still, you know, beating guys down the field, but if I could really carry my knees and that better knee drive and things like that, I think I'd be a little bit faster and be able to maintain my top end speed. So we put a lot of emphasis into that particular offseason, a lot of pool workouts where we're doing, you know, aggressive knee drive drills against the resistance of the water and so many different exercises, just geared towards hip flexion, strength, power, and endurance. You know, and that year he came back and, you know, throughout the year we were in touch saying, you know what, it made a huge difference. I feel incredibly faster, I feel incredibly improved knee drive and all of that. So we were able to tackle that. You know, each year we just kind of look at what is it that, you know, you want to work on, as well as what are things I think that are going to benefit you. I mean, last year he came off of a couple of injuries. So last offseason was a challenging one for us compared to prior years. But we had to just get him back to even, and we absolutely did it. He came back and had, you know, the most incredible year setting records and everything else. So, I mean, he has yet to not level up year after year. So I'm excited to see what the future will bring for him.
Dr. Reef here on Sports Talk. He works out Alvin Kamara, also helps with Quan Alexander's rehab. And I want to go to Alvin Kamara for a minute. His legs seem to be, you know, I guess, bigger or stronger than maybe he gets credit for. And how does he absorb some of those hits where I see a lot of defenders just bounce right off of him? Is that due in some of the things that y'all are training?
I'd like to think so, but I mean, look, Alvin's an incredible athlete. So, I mean, you know, he gets all respect and all credit for anything and everything that he does, you know, first and foremost. But absolutely, some of our workouts are done and designed specifically to improve his ability to stay on his feet, maintain his center of mass, absorb force, redirect force, you know, things like that, that we know are going to apply to what he has to do on the field on a daily basis. A lot of this different dynamic stability, core activation, and I just kind of call it a lot of body awareness conditioning. So just being able to maintain that trunk core control to be able to withstand those external forces that might come on to him. Of course, leg strength and things like that are super important, but the majority of that really comes from core. You know, core, if your core is weak, it doesn't matter how strong your arms and legs are. That core is really the foundation to keep everything nice and tight and in alignment and keep your feet underneath you.
Now, you know, when you look at the overall draft, Dr. Sharif, here we are, it's coming about, but it seems like the running back position has been disrespected. What I mean by that is like, well, can we solidify the trenches in the offensive defensive line? And then maybe a skill player, but maybe not a running back. It might be we could get that particular player in the later rounds. But what is your take on that? Because it seems like the game has changed. And that when you look at Alvin and where he was drafted and bang for your buck and all that. So what is your take overall where the NFL is going, let's say, from 2020 to 2030 over the next decade?
Oof, that's a tough one. I mean, it's so hard to say. I mean, the game is obviously getting different, more mobile, lighter, faster, all those kinds of things. I think that the challenge running backs face when it comes to draft prospect and value is their ability to be long-term and stay healthy. You know, we always say the best ability is availability. Yep. So, you know, it's really tough for running backs to take such a beating, especially guys that, you know, are running the ball a lot. For Alvin, he's, you know, he's almost 50-50 catching the ball and running the ball. So he's got amazing all-purpose yard stats, but maybe not always the most amazing rushing stats because really he's doing so much of both. But that look at how that results in such improved longevity for him as an athlete. So, I mean, it really depends. You could see if the league goes in that direction, you might see a little bit improved longevity with that running back position. You got to have powerhouse running backs too. You know, I think the biggest thing is these guys learning to take care of themselves. That's a lot of what we preach on our end is, you know, be proactive, not reactive. You know, don't come to rehab and physical therapy and training only when you're hurt or something's going on. Like, do it in advance. You know, so how do we do injury prevention? How do we improve my mechanics so I don't get hurt? How I can withstand more pounding throughout the year and all these kinds of things. Right. So a lot of our clients will come to us off of an injury and then they end up staying for the rest of their career because they learn how much of a benefit it is to address these kinds of, you know, these kind of approaches and these kind of techniques throughout their career. So I think the big take-home message for players is just, you know, don't wait to be hurt, stay on top of it in advance and try to prevent these injuries in the first place so you can have more value in the long run.
Well, you know, when you look at it, Christian and Dr. Sharif, I mean, I'm looking at a number of mock drafts, and you might see Najee Harris, Travis Etienne. They might be part of that in the 20s, but it's almost it would not be a surprise if they go in the second round. No, it's amazing how when you look at all the different positions that running back is like you might have a first rounder, but that might not be the case. It might be I think you always have early second round running backs go. And I think a perfect example this year, you know, Najee Harris or Travis Etienne and what's going to occur there. But it's not a slam dunk. You know, the one thing that was a reach to me, because can you stay healthy or are you not healthy? And, Doc, I think you can address this. Saquon Barkley. Okay. Saquon Barkley is a stud beyond studs. What in the hell has he won with the Giants? He ain't won anything, but it doesn't mean he's not a stud. So it just seems like the running back position, even though it's important how offense going forward, but it seems like the value where you drafted has not been the case as far as what teams are looking at.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's a big team sport, and you know, and as much as the high skill positions, running back, receivers, quarterbacks, get all the attention in the media and what everybody likes to see and the points and the rah-rah. But, you know, you can make the same argument for any other position. You draft an amazing elite pass rusher. That's great. But he alone can't do it all.
Right.
You know? So I think it's about having the all the pieces come together with the coaching, with the, you know, the camaraderie of the team and the organization. I think there's so much to it that people on the outside don't really get to see or hear about, but there's a lot of things behind the scenes that can make a big impact on the success of a team. So to your point, you can have the biggest stud at any position, and them alone, you know, can't be enough.
Dr. Sharif Taba, known as Dr. Reef, Doctor of Physical Therapy, Search Strength and Conditioning Specialist. Hey, Doc, thanks for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.